None but the hungry heart. 11:19. Blessed sovereignty. He, the Father, hath chosen us in him, the Son, before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4. By his grace and mercy, our will becomes the Father's will when we choose the Saviour. May it ever continue. As the master musician knows exactly how the symphonic rendering will sound before its notes vibrate upon the air, anticipating with accuracy every tone, cadence, and change of tempo, so God knows precisely what will occur and keeps it under control, though enacted by independent moral agencies. It is because God knows what the reactions of such free agencies will be under any given set of circumstances that he encompasses the inner circle of freedom with his outer circle of sovereignty. The will of man is guided by what he knows and what he desires. The divine method of reaching the will is by graciously increasing man's knowledge and by stimulating his desires, while on the divine side of this method there remains not the shadow of possible failure. The end is as certain as any eternal reality in God. On the human side, man is conscious of doing only what he actually does. He chooses as an act of his own volition to receive the grace God offers in Christ Jesus. By persuasion and enlightenment, God realizes his purpose to the point of infinite completeness. Yet no human will has ever been coerced, nor will one ever be. God's elective purposes are carried out in such an incomprehensible way through the internal and external influences of infinite love and wisdom that man is at no time conscious of any external compulsion, but only of choices and decisions in the exercise of his own free will. Knowledge of what God has accomplished by his own free will comes later by the channel of the Word. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 1:11.